I'm with James Faulkner. James, thank you very much indeed for taking the trouble to speak with us after your long flight from Melbourne. You're here in the UAE for the series against Pakistan, 2020 International, also the one-day series as well to follow after that. But you, of course, have played in the UAE quite recently during the Pepsi IPL. What are your experiences and your knowledge of conditions over here then?
Yeah, look, obviously I had the opportunity to play a bit of cricket here. That was my first ever tour during the IPL, and what I got out of that was the wickets we played on had a little bit in them early with the new ball, with swinging a little bit of seam, and it was quite tough at the start of each innings. And after that, it was pretty good batting conditions. I think the ball sort of came off the square quite nicely, and all the grounds were in very good condition. So other than that, the conditions change completely when it comes to T20 and one-day cricket. So we'll just wait and see what we get and play as good a cricket as we can as a team.
In terms of T20, of course, it's only a one-off match, isn't it? So from that perspective, how easy is it to get into that mindset, if you like?
I think any time you play for your country, no matter if it's a one-game series or a three- or a five-game series, you're up for the challenge. And Pakistan are a very good team. And well, I know for a fact they're very used to these conditions here in the UAE, so they're going to be very tough to compete against.
You mentioned they're tough to compete against. Of course, there's no Syed Ajmal. He's off the radar at the moment. Mohammad Hafiz is probably not going to be bowling for them as well. On paper, they look a weaker side than they have been in the past. What are your expectations there?
I'm sure they'll find some players to fill their roles. They're two very good players in international cricket, but I'm sure they're going to miss them. But at the same time, like I said, I'm sure they'll find someone to fill their role, and they're going to be very tough.
Does it count for anything, the fact that the last time Australia played them was in the World 2020 in April and Pakistan actually won that match? Does that count for anything here now?
Oh, I think, yeah. Any time you get beaten by another country, you obviously want to knock that on the head as quick as you can the next time you come up against them. So we'll be looking forward to the challenge when Sunday comes to start off with the T20, and then after that we'll worry about the ODIs. But at the moment, we've obviously just arrived, and everyone will acclimatise the conditions. It's a bit hotter than last time I was here, and train as well as we can and prepare as well as we can for what's to come.
And what about your own situation? Because I think at the end of the last domestic season, you had a little bit of a knee niggle, you had some surgery on that. You've played a couple of games for Australia A. What's your own fitness situation now?
Yeah, pretty good at the moment. As far as I'm concerned, the body's in good condition, and yeah, I'm looking forward to playing some cricket again for my country if selected, and do as well as I possibly can to help the team get over the line and win as many games.
Now, you're not in the Test squad. Obviously, you're in the 2020 International squad and the One Day International squad. Is this an opportunity to put yourself in the shop window for more Test opportunities?
Oh, I think no matter what, whether it's a T20, a one day or a Shield a domestic game back home, every time you get to play cricket, they're looking at your performances. But look, that's out of my control. All I can control is take as many wickets as I can, score as many runs as I can against whoever the opposition is. And at the moment, I'm worried about the four games we've got coming up against Pakistan.
And how much in the back of your mind is the World Cup? It's a massive summer, isn't it, coming up with that World Cup at the end of it. Is it possible to divorce yourself from that and just play one match at a time, or is that very much a factor in your mind?
Oh, look, you definitely have to think about what's to come down the track, but at the same time, we've got to worry about this series. It's a series we've set out to win and play some really good cricket leading into what's to come. But as far as I'm concerned, we'll worry about the 2 weeks here we have with the white ball, and then go back home and assess where my game is, where it's at, and where the group's game is at, and we'll go from there. But there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before the World Cup in Australia.
James, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and good luck in the series.
Cheers, thank you.